Risk management frameworks. A risk management framework is a set of risk management standards that are universally applicable to all organizations because they can be tailored to support organizations' strategic and tactical choices regarding risk management. Frameworks that address risk include COS-OSERM framework and the governance, risk, and compliance, GRC, framework COS-OERM. The Committee of Sponsoring Organizations of the Treadway Commission, COSO, developed an enterprise risk management, EERM, framework in 2001. Its 2017 update was renamed Enterprise Risk Management, integrating with strategy to reflect the additional emphasis on top-level governance. COSOEERM is a process that the Board of Directors, Management, and staff enact to set risk strategy, identify risk events, and manage risk within the organization's risk appetite, with the goal of ensuring that organizational objectives can be met. The COSOEERM framework has 8 components that need to be tightly integrated. Internal environment. This is the perspective from which risk is viewed, including risk management philosophy, appetite, ethics, and integrity. Objective setting. A formal objective setting process aligns with organizational mission and risk appetite. Event identification. Threats and opportunities related to objectives are identified. Opportunities loop back to strategy / objective setting. Risk assessment. Risk likelihood and impact determine response. Risk response. A type of response that aligns with the risk appetite is selected. Control activities. Policy and procedure reinforce responses. Information and communication. Timely information is shared down, up, and across the organization. Monitoring. Management and audit continuously improve enterprise risk management. Governance, risk, and compliance, GRC. The GRC framework is like a three-legged stool. Each leg, governance, risk management, compliance, must be in place for the organization to remain balanced. Governance is the oversight function at an organization that monitors the organization's ethics, controls, decision-making hierarchy, and overall management approach. Governance is conducted by the board of directors or an equivalent, and top executives also play a role. Governance includes setting the tone at the top. It also includes the tools and processes in place to integrate that tone at the top and the organization's mission and vision into management activities so they are aligned with the needs of owners/stakeholders and are systematic, effective, and efficient. Risk management is the methodology to identify, analyze, and respond appropriately. GRC risk focus categories include commercial and financial risk, IT security risk, and legal and external risks. Compliance is conformance to applicable laws, regulations, contractual requirements, and internal policies. The organization may have a compliance functional area. The compliance process involves identification of compliance requirements, assessment of the as-is state compared to the to-be state and of compliance costs and benefits, prioritization of compliance areas, funding relative to priority, and corrective action as needed. GRC is implemented by focusing on alignment of executive and management agendas, risk-weighting organizational initiatives for selection, promoting accountability and standard communication channels, ensuring that staff have visibility to current regulatory requirements, standardizing risk management workflow, using a central risk database, looking at expected monetary value from the perspective of brand equity, monitoring key risk indicators, getting and staying compliant, moving GRC activities from feeling obligatory to being part of the culture. GRC software helps plan and track GRC activities. For example, ServiceNow is a cloud-based SaaS, software as a service, platform with a GRC suite for policy setting, auditing, risk management, and compliance. For the compliance part, they partner with Network Frontiers for access to a Unified Compliance Framework Registered Trademark, UCF Registered Trademark, through their Common Controls Hub Registered Trademark, CCH Registered Trademark, which is a database of over 10,000 common controls. For example, segregation of duties, over 100,000 individual mandates, a dictionary with interconnected terms, and over 1,000 compliance standards from various authoritative sources. Network Frontiers partners with many associations and vendors to provide this hub. A benefit of adopting GRC is that organizations can start taking more risks to pursue opportunities because they know what their appetite is and can quantify the costs and benefits. Emphasizing rapid ramp-ups related to a nation's compliance requirements can also help an organization successfully expand globally. Organizations will know they are succeeding with GRC when their board and senior executives take an active role in governance, and the overall expected monetary value of risk goes down each year along with the overall cost of compliance.